Introduction. A thesis, whether for a master's or doctoral degree, is an extensive academic project. As a matter of fact, it shows your abilities, like how well you can do research, critical thinking, and your command of the subject. You need not only your research, ideas, and interest in the subject, but also a well-structured plan. When you write a dissertation or a thesis without a clear outline, there's a risk that even the best ones can be lost. In this blog, we'll help you understand how to structure your thesis as well as tips for writing a thesis at the end. So, start reading and become a thesis pro. What is a thesis? A thesis is a lengthy academic paper that presents original research on a specific topic. Final year students use it to demonstrate their research and argumentative skills to their instructors to earn their degrees. A well-structured thesis answers a specific research question. But don't be fooled. It is not just about writing research and analyzing data. In the end, you have to explain the findings in a clear manner. If you want to write a successful thesis, you need to learn more about research. So, understand its fundamentals and read our blog on what is research? What is a thesis proposal? A thesis proposal is like a guide. It shows, what do you plan to research? Why it's important? How you'll do the research? You will present your research project to a group of experts, often your academic advisors, to get their permission before you start the actual work. When you write a thesis proposal, it usually includes a problem statement, your research goals, a plan for how you'll do the research. Basically, you're convincing your academic committee that your research is valuable and needs their time. A strong thesis proposal not only gets approval, but also helps you create a well-organized thesis. It makes the writing process easier. Now that you understand the foundation, let's get into how to structure a thesis itself. The structure may vary slightly depending on your institution or academic discipline, but a well-structured thesis generally follows a clear format. So, let's break down the typical sections. 1. Title page. This is the first page of your thesis. In this section, you should include the following: the title of your work, your name, department, institution, the date of submission. You may also add your supervisor's name. 2. Abstract. The abstract is a concise summary of your entire thesis. That is where you write an overview of your research question, methods, results, and conclusions. It is usually around 200 to 300 words. The table of contents is essentially a map of your thesis. It lists all the main sections and subsections of your paper. You should also mention the page number on the side, helping readers to easily navigate through your work. 4. Introduction. The intro sets the stage for your thesis. You will present your research question, explain why it's important, and outline the scope of your study. You should also provide some background information to help readers understand the context of your research. Indeed, the introduction should hook the reader and clearly state the purpose of your thesis. 5. Literature review. In this section, you will do an existing literature search related to your topic. The goal is to demonstrate your understanding of the field and show how your research fits into the larger academic conversation. A good literature review not only summarizes what's been done, but also highlights gaps in the current study that your thesis aims to fill. The research methodology section explains how you conducted your research. This includes such as the methods you used to collect data. Why did you choose them? How you analyzed the data. Moreover, this section should be detailed enough for someone else to replicate your study. Want to learn more about this section? Read our blog, What is Research Methodology? Definition, Types, and Example. 7. Results. You present the findings of your research in this part. The idea of this section is to present data you get from the results. Is it vital interpretation or commentary? However, depending on the field, you might use tables, graphs, as well as charts to present your results clearly. 8. Discussion. Now that you've laid out your results, it is time to interpret the result. When you write a discussion section, it is imperative to analyze your findings and explain what they mean in the context of your research to the following questions. Did the results support your hypothesis? Were there any unexpected findings? How do your results compare to those of previous studies? 9. Conclusion. When you write a conclusion, you should wrap up your thesis by summarizing the key points of your research. It is vital to discuss its broader implications. You can also suggest areas for future research or mention any limitations of your study. 10. References. Every source you cited in your thesis should be listed in the references section. You must ensure you follow the citation style required by your institution, such as APA, MLA, or Chicago. 11. Appendices. If you have additional material, such as questionnaires, raw data, or detailed calculations that are too lengthy to include in the main text, you can add them to the appendices. This section is optional. However, it is helpful for supporting your research without cluttering your thesis. Let's discuss some tips to help you write a thesis that is easy to understand for a broad audience. You can use simple sentence structures to avoid confusion. Also, get to the point quickly and avoid unnecessary details. It is vital to ensure your ideas flow logically from one to the next when you write a thesis. You can use headings and subheadings to guide the reader. Write a thesis statement that should be clear, concise, and directly address your research question. You can use visual aids. As a result, it can help clarify complex ideas and make your thesis more engaging. Try to figure out the knowledge level and interests of your audience. As a result, it will help you tailor your language and explanations accordingly. Explain any background information that your reader may need to understand your research. Proofreading and editing is a vital part of a thesis. Therefore, you should check for grammar, spelling, and punctuation errors. A thesis becomes much more manageable with the proper structure and a solid plan. Keep in mind that your thesis is not just a final paper, but is your chance to contribute to your field of study and showcase the knowledge you've gained over years of hard work. That is to say, your thesis is producing something you can be proud of and an opportunity to shine. So, make sure to structure it well to ensure a smooth writing process, resulting in an impactful thesis. In case you need any help, you can always lend a hand from Journal Publisher. Budget-friendly services for academics. Journal Publisher enhances your academic writing with professional English editing services. We refine your dissertations, theses, and research papers by eliminating errors, improving clarity, and ensuring a polished, impactful presentation. Let us help your work stand out and achieve academic excellence with the following: research paper editing services, dissertation editing services.